welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are providing an example of why credit unions are so cool. And to exemplify that is is Megan Valley from First Tech Federal Credit Union. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm doing well, and you're very welcome for having you on the show. So I'm excited about this interview because you guys have awarded $1.1 million in education grants to 60 nonprofit organizations in California, Oregon, and Washington. Oh my goodness. Well done. Can you give us a quick overview on what you guys are doing?
Yeah, well, thank you. We're very excited about this most recent education grant cycle. As you mentioned, we awarded over $1.1 million, which is huge, to more than 60 nonprofit partners throughout our footprint. And when we look at our footprint, we're really looking at, you know, where the majority of our members and employees call home. So up in Washington in the state, you know, kind of around the greater Seattle area, mm-hmm. King County, down here in Oregon, so we're looking at Portland metro area and outside of that, mm-hmm. and all the way down to Salem as well, and then in California. So mostly Northern California is where a lot of our partners are at, so from the Bay up to Sacramento.
Okay.
And all of the nonprofits we worked with, you know, they were focused on three specific areas. So the first one being financial education, the next one being early childhood literacy, mm-hmm. and then STEM. And STEM education is really where our strongest focus and the majority of our dollars through this education grant program went this year. And all of our partners are doing absolutely incredible things in the community.
Yeah, I got the press release, and like the second and third pages of the press release were just all the organizations that you guys have been helping. I was like, oh my gosh, this looks like a CVS receipt. It was like all these, you know, long extended thing. And just, I'm like, wow, I'm just amazed by all the organizations that you guys are helping out. And we're only midway through 2019.
Exactly. Well, and education, you know, is our largest cycle by far. So that's where we see the bulk of our partners. And it really, you know, with STEM education, that speaks to so much of who we are as a credit union, our mission, you know, who our members are as mm-hmm. well. So yeah, it's our biggest cycle. And so many of these partners that we work with, we've actually partnered with for a number of years.
Yeah.
So it's really been this long-standing relationship. Our employees are engaged on so many different levels too. So it was really, really exciting to just see us to be able to continue those partnerships, build off of them, and deepen them as well. So yes, it was a long list. We were very excited about it.
And so the significance of the granting the awards, I think it's pretty obvious, but I want to get your answer on it.
Yeah, well, for all of our communities and our partners, you know, when we look at our funding and what our priorities are, it goes back to who we are as a credit union, who our members are, and that is why STEM education, so science, technology, engineering, and math, is really our largest focus area. Mm-hmm. Because when we think of who First Tech members are, the majority are, you know, working for tech companies,
yeah.
They are innovators, you know, they're engineers, they're, you know, the next big idea, hopefully, right, coming out from their work. And, you know, for us, it's really all about providing those opportunities and access to that type of opportunity to everyone in our community. So with STEM education, but across all of our focus areas, so education is just one of our grant cycles that we do throughout the year. We have a strong focus on targeting underserved communities. And within STEM, that can look like low-income communities, it can look like under-resourced schools, mm-hmm. it can look like, you know, providing technology programming to girls or communities of color. So we're really all about finding ways to bridge those gaps and create access so that everyone has the resources they need, you know, to succeed and really give someone the opportunity, right? To say,
right,
maybe I'm not interested in that, but if you don't even know what's out there, if you don't even have you know, those resources, you're never even given that chance to have the opportunity to say no. So we're all about creating access, making sure everyone has an opportunity and the resources they need.
And to have these grants awarded by a credit union, they're kind of the foundation of it all. What does that say about your credit union, and then the message that it conveys to the communities that you guys are serving?
Yeah. Well, it's all about the credit union philosophy, right? People helping people. That's who we are. It's really woven throughout everything that First Tech does as well. We contribute 2% of our net income that is committed each year to our grants program.
Good for you guys.
And aside from that, it ends up being around actually $3 million because we do additional fundraising too.
Mm-hmm.
So each year it's anywhere from $3 million to $3.5 million that we're giving back. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of this as a credit union, you know, that's why people join credit unions. We're about our community. How do we take care of our community and also stay hyper local too? You know, what are we doing to make sure, as we say, our members and employees have the support they need, but also make sure that where, you know, our footprint is, we're lifting up those communities and making sure that we're taking care of them in a way that's really, you know, resonating with who we are, that we're showing up in the right way, and that we're showing up holistically too. You know, credit unions have always been community minded, but showing up with our employees, showing up with our time and our dollars, and really being there to advocate for these communities, it's so important. So that's really what it's about. That's how we try to structure our programs. And our employees donate, aside from just, you know, the dollars that First Tech puts out there, they donate their time, over 30,000 hours each year. So they're out there. And I think that's, you know, really neat to see. Our employees have paid volunteer hours as well. But on average, they're volunteering above those paid hours, you know, 20 to 25 hours a year in the community. So everything, you know, when we look at that and we really speak to who we are and create a culture of giving, that really is who First Tech is. And I think that's the nature of the credit union industry as well.
I agree wholeheartedly. And so what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to be doing, who want, might be looking to do something similar that what you guys are doing on an annual basis?
Yeah, well, I think you can start anywhere. You know, not every credit union may have a full team to dedicate to this, but you can really start anywhere, whether it's a small grant program, a small scholarship program, or just figuring out ways to get your employees engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And to do it small and then build off of that. You know, one thing that we've seen that's been really impactful for us and really powerful too is connecting with an organization on so many different levels and then deepening that relationship. So whether it's, you know, a small grant, but then also providing your volunteer employee volunteer time mm-hmm. with them to really help them with what they need and listen to what they need too. You know, I think sometimes we forget that our nonprofit partners are the experts in the community, and making sure that when we're showing up, we're really showing up to support them. But you don't need a whole team. You can start small. You can work with other organizations too that have departments to help kind of mirror what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely happy to help with anything like that.
Cool.
We love to work collaboratively. So if there's other credit unions that want to take a look at our program, we're happy to talk with them about what it looks like and how to get things started. But definitely get started.
Yeah.
It's worth it. So
I agree.
It makes such a difference. Do something. Yeah.
Yeah, even if you get started on a small level, I mean, the next year and the year after that, I mean, it can double in size really, really quickly, as you guys have probably experienced over the years.
Oh, exactly.
Which is really good. And you guys also have the annual golf tournament as well. Each summer, isn't like in July or August or something like that, that goes to the Credit Unions for Kids, the Children's Miracle Network hospitals and stuff. So you guys do that as well. So guys
we
are everywhere.
Do. And that's actually, so as I mentioned, we have, education is just one of our grant cycles. So we have two more in addition to that that we'll be supporting throughout the year. And so research is actually currently happening right now. And that grant cycle is where you'll see all of our Credit Union for Kids fundraising
mm-hmm.
in there. And support for our children's hospital. So we're gearing up, you know, right now for the employee and member campaign, which leads into the golf tournament, as you mentioned, the Credit Union for Kids Northwest Classic. And that will be July 15th this year. So coming up in just about six weeks.
Wow, is that soon already? My gosh.
Yes. Yep. So we're just waiting for that to kind of kick off. And then following that, we'll have our innovation grant cycle as well. So that's kind of our third one for the year, where we wrap everything up. And we're focused on, for that, really targeting some of the critical needs in our communities. So whether that's, you know, access to affordable housing, access to food, healthy food, and safety too. So with all of our cycles, we're definitely targeting those critical areas in our community and making sure we're creating an environment where we're really able to help support a number of different areas, a number of different organizations as well, throughout all that we're doing.
Sounds good. Gosh, you guys are going above and beyond the call of duty. So well done on that, Megan. And again, you guys really exemplify what credit unions are all about and just what's in the DNA of each and every credit union across the nation. And you guys are taking it to a whole another level. So well done on that. And I was going to ask you, what's next for First Tech in the grant giving arena? But it sounds like you already answered it because you kind of laid out the plans for the year. So thank you for that.
Of course. Well, yeah, and I can just say too, for you know, any credit union or member or employee, our Credit Union for Kids campaign, so tied to that research focus, will launch this week, so this Friday, so that will be open. So we welcome anyone to join us in that, and that leads right into the golf tournament, which we're hoping to be another record-setting year. Last year it raised over $1.4 million, thanks to all of our credit union partners. And so we're really looking forward to exceeding that again this year to make sure we're giving back to all of our hospital partners across our footprint.
Awesome. Great message to end on. Megan, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and talking about all the great things that you guys are doing in your community and just kind of spreading it kind of an infectious good way throughout the rest of the country to other credit unions as well. These are the things that folks can do out there. So it starts small and then it just grows like what you guys are doing. So congrats again on all that you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.